It was Leia who answered.
Not, I think.
Her eyes remained on the flimsy.
Ahmad, 1,000,000 credits on a marker? Really?
I needed to pay for repairs, Keg explained. And I'm usually very good at Sabacc.
Oh, I can see that,
Hans said. He was starting to wonder about the convenient timing of the pirate attack on Keg's ship, and he was starting to get angry.
And I'll bet after the pirates had you limping back into the station, someone at the bar was buying drinks and talking about the Mando sucker in the back room.
As a matter of fact, yes,
Keg sounded embarrassed.
How did you know?
It's an old trick, Ahmad.
Leia's voice was kind.
Han has fallen for it himself a few times.
You have? Keg asked. Han Solo?
No need to talk about that now,
Han said. A few times was exaggerating, but he knew Leia was just trying to keep Keg from starting a fight she didn't think they would win. Deciding she was probably right, he shifted his gaze back to Skarn.
So now that we know your marker is no good, why don't you sign it paid?
I didn't cheat,
Skarn said, sounding a little too insistent. He raised a thumb to the damaged side of his face, then popped out his cybernetic eye and slapped the device on the table.
Check it yourself.
Han barely glanced at the thing.
I'd rather check the eye you used during the game.
That is the one I used.
Skarn's tone remained aggressive and hostile. But the mere fact that he had switched from intimidation to arguing his innocence told Han the balance of power had shifted. Skarn recognized the Solo name, and he was no more eager to start a fight with Han and Leia than they were to start one with him and his Nargons.
Maybe that's the cybernetic eye you were using,
Han said.
And maybe it's not. But you didn't tell the kid you had one. And you gotta admit, that looks bad.
When Skarn didn't argue, Han extended a hand.
So give me the kid's marker, and we'll put it all behind us.
Skarn remained silent and looked around the table, no doubt weighing his chances of actually leaving with Keg's thumbprint against the likelihood of surviving a fight. Han risked a quick peek in Leia's direction and was rewarded with a subtle nod. She could feel in the Force that Skarn was worried, and worried meant they were going to avoid a battle. Then Keg asked,
"What about the rest?"
"The rest of what?"
Han asked, confused.
"I lost 10,000 credits before I signed that marker," Keg said. "It was all the money I had."
Han frowned.
"You took your last 10,000 credits to a Sabacc table?"
"I didn't see another choice," Keg said. "And don't tell me you haven't done the same thing."
"That was different," Han said.
He glanced over at Skarn and caught him glaring at Keg in fiery disbelief. There was no way the Mandalorian was going to return the 10,000 credits, probably because most of it had already been spent. Han shifted his gaze back to Keg.
"Look, kid, 10,000 credits may seem like a lot right now, but it's not worth starting a firefight over. Why don't you think of it as tuition?"
"No," Keg said, glaring at Skarn. "Nobody cheats Ahmad Keg."
"Ahmad," Leia said gently, "we're going to pay you for serving as our guide. It will be more than you lost. I promise."
Keg shook his head.
"It's not about the credits. These outrifters come pushing in here, thinking they can just take what's ours."
In a move so fast it was barely visible, he laid his blaster on the table, his finger on the trigger, and the emitter nozzle pointed in Skarn's direction.
"It's time they learned different,"